This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now on this Friday morning. Ian McNulty is going to be here at 9 o'clock as we talk about eating and drinking. We'll get some weekend winners from JR. We'll also talk about the Crawfish Boil Championships happening in Marrero. That it's going to go on tomorrow regardless of the weather, whether it rains a little bit or not. But right now, we're joined by Mike Dettelier, our good friend, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you been, Mike?
How you doing?
I'm all right, Mike. We miss you, man. It's not football season. We used to talk twice a week, and now it's just every now and then, other than hearing you on Sports Talk.
Yeah. I'm still coordinating and supervising the evening, so we all good.
You do some coordinating. Huh? All this is going to be yours one day. I see you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, at the on the Saints website, Saints most commonly mocked players to the Saints. I don't think there's any reason to make fun of them yet, do you? Mocked players?
Anyway. No, not yet.
Yeah,
let's see the selection. And they could go a lot of different directions because you got a lot of needs on this team.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Because somebody texted in right off the bat when I said we were going to be talking to you. Ask Mike, what's it best for the Saints to pick? Best man available, running back, need, et cetera. I know you got some thoughts on that. You've been doing this a long time with the draft guide that you published for so many years. How do teams decide that, Mike? Has there been a track history go ahead.
It's always been about need, Tommy. I don't believe any of that BS about best man on the board. It's all about need. It's always been that you want to fill a need somewhere. And so for the Saints, could you use a running back? Yes. Could you use a receiver? Yes. Could you use a tight end? Yes. Could you use an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, linebacker, safety, corner? Yes. Check marks across the board. So I think be true to your board, though. And that's the other part of it, that you want to try to fill a need. And for most teams, it's more than one area because it may not be exactly for that year you have this gaping spot. But, you know, because of free agency, you may have that gaping need the following year. So if you're spending, you know, these hundreds of thousands of dollars to millions of dollars on scouting, why would you get off of that board? But we've all seen it. You and I have too. Other people get involved other than the scouting department. Sometimes it's a head coach. Sometimes it's an owner that says, this is who we're going to pick. And in the past, the Saints have had head coaches. He didn't listen to the scouting department. And their first owner, he wanted certain people, Mr. Meekum, and that's who you selected. Now, Tom Benson and Ms. Gail Benson, you know, they've stayed out of this as far as the draft's concerned. But the first owner of this team, he got involved with more than one selection here. So, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that, you know, people won't talk about, but it is accurate. Coaches, ownership, they get involved sometimes.
But
it depends on the organization.
I can't believe Mrs. Benson would get involved in this, but when it comes
to –
I know you're not saying that, but when it comes to Kellen Moore, Mickey Loomis, who's driving the boat?
Well, Mickey Loomis has always said he has the final decision. I think the guy driving the boat is Jeff Ireland. Mm-hmm. Jeff is the head of college scouting. He has got a lot of stroke on who they select on this football team. And it's all a joint collaboration between them all on exactly where they're going to go. But if anybody's got the pen in their hand, it's Jeff Ireland. He's the head of college scouting, and he is the one that sort of sets all this up for the general manager and the head coach. If it's been Sean Payton, Dennis Allen, now Kellen Moore, and he sets this up for Mickey Loomis. This is how our evaluations are, and in working with the scouts on what's the best fit. Because, Tommy, I think that is something that gets overlooked. A lot of times you trying to fill a need, but that guy doesn't exactly fit what you do offensively or defensively. And you pick a guy out of position, and then the question is, well, why didn't he do anything here, but he went somewhere else to do it? Okay, it's because you weren't running the type defense or offense that he fits best into. There's only 3 or 4 or 5 guys every year that no matter where they get picked, the production stays the same. Everybody else is about fit.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to, I want to ask you this real quick before we move on about Will Campbell and his arm length and so forth. A lot was made about that. I don't know that Will Campbell lived up to the expectations that everybody had for him during the season. You can talk about that if you want. And we got to take a break here. You can pick it up when we come back. But so much was made about his arm length. But while it may seem silly, and Mike, you've been doing this a long time, and we do have to take the break for traffic, man, the difference between success and failure is so, so slim in the NFL. I want to talk to you about that. People that were upset about his arm measurement being accurate, inaccurate, et cetera, how that all plays in, and about Saints needs as well. Y'all got any questions about the NFL draft and the Saints, 504-260-1870. We'll talk about Jackson, Dart, and more when we return. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Happy 34th birthday to Derek Dallas Carr, Saints quarterback, 6'3". I didn't realize he was that tall. Mike, to tell you real quick before we get to that, Will Campbell, a lot made about his arm length and so forth. I might have said Will Clapp before. I didn't mean to. But tell me about, when it comes to scouting, why sometimes that counts and sometimes it doesn't.
It don't mean a damn thing to me. Okay. All I worry about is he gets the job done. Mm-hmm. Watch the tape on him. Who beats him? Okay? These numbers are for the analytical nerds of the world who never watch this guy play. And they make a big thing about it. Okay, yeah, you can go on X or whatever you want to go on and get all this RAS and all these numbers in and there. My thing is, I learned this years ago. Don't fall in love with the athlete. Fall in love with the football player.
Mm-hmm.
Will Campbell is the most dominant LSU offensive lineman they have had since Alan Faneca. And he was the last first-round pick LSU ever had. And he's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame today. You know, Will Campbell is a left tackle. That's where he's going to play in the NFL. And he's going to be a really good player. It really is. But, Tommy, sometimes this all gets taken out of context with it. Oh, he didn't run a sub 4.5 40-yard dash for a running back. He ran a 4.53. He's slow. What? Put a pad and a helmet on him and see. I've seen the fastest guys in the world that can run. You put a helmet and a pad on, they can't play.
Nope.
And they don't play at that speed. So,
and a lot of bodybuilders, too, that look like, man, this guy is Hercules, but he can't play football.
Okay, when's the last time you seen him bring a bench press machine in the middle of the field so he can do it? Warren Sapp's got a great line. I think he did 17 or 18 reps of 225. Mm-hmm. So people said he wasn't strong. Okay, Warren Sapp's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame. It's to the point of being ridiculous today of some of this stuff. Now, do you want to take a look at that, you know, particular deal about size and strength? Yeah, that's all fine. It's a piece of the puzzle. But my thing is, you're getting away from the big question. Can you play? Bottom line.
And against who you're playing, because during the season, yeah, it happens all the time. You think you know, but until you line up, you don't. Mike, we'll talk to you again real soon, all right? I appreciate your time.
Thanks
the draft's
on,
coming
appreciate
up less
it.
Than a month. You bet. I appreciate it. You can follow Mike at Mike Dettelier on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. We'll come back, talk about the Crawfish Boil Championships that are coming up in Marrero tomorrow. I'm going to be a judge. A lot of people will be out there. Be a lot of fun right now. Time for WWO First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.